Hi, this is Lori Randall Stradman with Social Media Design with a Social Media Savvy Tip. Livestock don't listen. Just this afternoon, I was craving a coffee so I could go home. I have all the decks cleared so I can go home, sit down, and do some serious honest-to-goodness writing. All excited. I just wanted to get my coffee, get home, get started. Well, the closest place on the way home was a coffee place that shall remain nameless, that the guys that work there make animal noises. You go to the drive-thru, you place your order, and you hear, or seriously, they're making livestock noises, animal noises, and you say hello, and then some guy will say something in a weird voice like, well, hi, or, you know, and it's very off-putting. And you try to make your order, and it takes a long time because they don't just, like, tease with you and make, you know, like, chicken noises or something and then stop. They don't stop. And it's, I mean, I'm not that conservative, but it's off-putting. And so I drove across town to go to, some place where they're going to do it right. You're going to get your order. It's going to be good, and you can get on with your day. And it reminded me about social media, because a lot of people seem to have an approach with social media where they think if they're doing something unusual, something different, they're making a noise that nobody else is making, that somehow distinguishes them and makes them better than everybody else, or, you know, more interesting to potential clients. But the problem is, livestock don't listen. And when people don't feel like they're being heard, that you're listening to what it is they actually want and need and what they'd like to see happen, the best case scenario, instead of you need this, it's off-putting and it's bad social media policy. So, social media savvy tip, livestock don't listen, but social media savvy people do. Have a terrific day. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like any more info, please come visit me, www.social-media-design.com. Thank you.